Hello, everyone. Welcome to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm Scott Jordan, and today we're going to be joined by the wildly popular team out of Fortville, Indiana, Overboard Motorsports. And for that, we go to the Great Clips Hotline, where we're joined by Zach and Jamie Garner. Gentlemen, welcome to Inside Monster Jam. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Jamie, let's go back to the beginning for you. When you first joined the business back in 2013, you purchased the high-maintenance Monster truck. What went into that decision for you? Why did you want to become a part of Monster Jam?
You know, when we originally started it, we were hanging out with Jim and Chris Bergeron from Team Scream, doing all the custom paint work for World Finals, painting their trailers for them. That's what kind of led us into Monster Trucks. And Jim and Chris found that Perrins was getting ready to get out, so they hooked us up with Perrins. We bought it, not really knowing what we were going to do originally. And Jim and Chris kind of guided us and helped us. We rebuilt the truck and kind of made it fit us a little bit better than what it was for us. And just kind of started playing with it. And then Kohler and them just kept pushing and pushing of, hey, you need to go to Monster Jam. You know, you need to do this. This is a big step, but you can do it, and let's do it. So we ended up kind of with their help and their guidance, ended up jumping into Monster Jam, and truthfully haven't looked back since.
Well, Zach, obviously this is 10 years ago, so you weren't quite ready to drive yet, but what was your thoughts when your dad said, hey, we're going to go buy a monster truck?
You know, I always thought it was pretty cool, except I was in school, so I never really got to go to those first few shows for those first few years he was doing it. But after that, when I did finally graduate, it's pretty sweet being able to go and hang out and learn the ropes, basically.
JB, did you teach yourself how to drive this thing? You said you had to, you know, rebuild the truck. Obviously, I know you have your towing company, which we'll get into in a second, but how were you able to do this on your own, or did you have Jim guiding you through the process?
You know, honestly, we went to so many shows with Kohler and, you know, the jamborees and all that, watching other guys drive and stuff. Then we started doing small fair shows with Jim and Chris, and they guided a lot of, you know, you can hit this, stay away from this the first couple of years. You know, I'd go out and watch them guys basically try to kill themselves. And I'm like, man, I don't really think I want to hit that, you know. Then we started kind of learning a little bit more, changing motors and getting more power put in the truck. And, you know, about our second year, maybe third year into it, it truly changed for us. Cause I mean, then we were kind of a contender every weekend. We were racing with them guys, able to keep up with them, able to race with them, then actually freestyle with Jim and all the other guys, you know, Greg Witchenbach with the Lobster and all those guys. It's a tight knit family, and all of them, when you first come in, seem to open you with open arms to try to help you out. So you had so many different people that taught you. I mean, Andy Hoffman was a huge person to me that really helped me out a lot. Andy, Devin Jones was another one. You know, without Devin Jones, we probably wouldn't be where we are today.
So you have a business at home, Garner's Towing, which, you know, you and I have talked about, is wildly successful there and doing very well. And one thing I know from talking to a lot of independent owners is that they always joke around, you don't get into this business to make money as an independent owner. So, what was the incentive for you when you have your own business at home that's doing very well to just get into this and put a lot of money that you invested into building this team?
You know, we worked our whole life in the towing company. I started driving a wrecker when I was 16. Life was different back in, you know, the 80s. So I worked my whole life doing wreckers, and I wanted something different. And we looked at different forms of racing. And that's when we kind of fell into Jim and Chris. And, you know, we realized that at least with monster trucks, you do get paid to show up compared to just going to a racetrack race and hoping you make money. So we started looking at different avenues and realized that we worked our whole lives away doing wreckers. Why not do something we knew we enjoyed? He was growing up. He seemed to love them. It just fit. So, you know, with Deidre beside me, we decided to buy one. And truthfully, we never looked back. Once we got the first one between me, her, and Zach, it just started flowing pretty good. We found a way. I ain't going to tell you we ever made money doing it, but we got it where we didn't lose money, where the towing company truthfully isn't paying for everything for it anymore.
Well, and Zach, you know, you're one of the biggest young stars in the sport, but does your dad put you to work on the weekends you're not on the road with the towing company?
No, not normally, because we're normally still fixing all the junk from the previous weekend at the shop, trying to get all the trucks ready to go back out and all that, and we normally end up working on his two trucks more than we work on ours.
We'll talk about how you balance that schedule coming up. We're also going to talk about the star-studded roster with Overboard Motorsports. To stay right where you are. More with Zach and Jamie Garter coming up next on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Today, I'm joined at the Great Clips Hotline by Jamie and Zach Garner. We've been discussing the Garner's towing and how it evolved into Overboard Motorsports. But before we get into your roster, Jamie, I want to talk to you about how you're able to balance owning two different businesses and having them both be successful.
You know, when we first started the towing business, we were a family-owned small business. I hired a manager back in the mid-90s. That once we hired him, business really started booming. I mean, we went from like 25 trucks, and then within 2 years, we were up over 50 trucks. So between Deidre staying back anymore, when me and Zach are on the road first quarter, Deidre stays home half the time, manages and takes care of all the managers and all the drivers. Without her staying back and the managers, it makes it almost impossible to juggle it, because half the time when I come home, you know, we're gone Thursday to normally Sunday, maybe Monday. We come home Monday, the rig rolls in Monday night, Tuesday morning. We're thrashing on the monster trucks till Wednesday night to get them back out on the road, head to the next facility, unless they just head from stadium to stadium show for me and Cole. Truly for me, Deidre's a godsend. She makes it where we can go out and play. She stays back and kind of takes the brunt of the towing company and keeps it going where me and him can be out playing right now.
All right, well, let's move on to the Monster Jam tours. You now have four trucks competing. You have El Toro Loco, of course, the Overboard chassis. You have Wildside. You have the Black Pearl, and you have Terminal Velocity. When you decided to expand into this team, was it always designed to be something for Zach to come in and play an integral role in?
You know, when we originally did it, I told Kohler and I told everybody I would have one truck and one truck only. Those guys were nuts for having four or five trucks. Just insane. No way. I'm going to have one truck. I'm going to have fun. And then a good friend of mine, John Zimmer, kind of hit me up and he goes, "Hey, I know where there's a brand new chassis built. Paul Cohen built a brand new one. Guy backed out. You interested in it?" I was like, "You know what? It'd be nice to update what I had." So I ended up buying the chassis. We ended up building a brand new truck. That's when we debuted the brand new chassis of Overboard out there. And that's kind of where other things kind of fell into place. So while we're debuting the brand new Overboard, we were at a smaller promoter show and we had to come up with a name to put on the wheelies. So we just kind of blasted Wildside on the side of it. It was one of those of, okay, now we got two. So I drove the new one and I put Deidre in the old one as Miss Overboard. And it worked out good because he still wasn't old enough to drive yet. So Deidre started driving Cole's truck during the summer. And during the winter, Cole was in it. Worked out perfect. You know, Cole didn't really want to do summer stuff. Deidre wanted to do summer stuff. Well, then he gets old enough. So then we pull the wheelies back out and put Wildside on the side of it and started running him and it. Then we decided he was starting to kill us in the shows. I mean, it didn't matter where we go. It was either me and him in the finals or him and Deidre in the finals. Freestyle, I was still trying to dominate and beat him, but it was getting to the point I couldn't beat him. So we ended up building him a brand new truck. So now we're sitting at four trucks and it's just like, okay, this got crazy, like really fast. But we have so much fun doing it as a family and as a team that, you know, we were running three trucks. I teamed him up with Talutska's Just Get Her Done for the first year that he did Monster Jam, which was amazing. You know, that family took him under their wing like that was their kid. I couldn't ask for better people to put him on stadium or arena tour with, because they helped work on his truck. They took good care of him. I didn't have to worry about him being on the road because Mitch and him are awesome people. So it all kind of worked out really good. And John Zimmer Jr. was crewing with me. I was running with Senior every weekend in Monster Jam because he was still driving Dragon at the time. So it just kind of all played into, you know, one thing into the next truck, to where we're sitting at five right now.
Well, coming up here, we are going to talk about Jamie's time in the orange and yellow of El Toro Loco and the rise of one of the newest stars in the sport, Zach Garner. That is all coming up next on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I am joined today by Zach and Jamie Gardner, the Great Clips Hotline. So let's go back to Fortville, Indiana. Zach, before we shift the spotlight to you, Jamie, real quick, another driver who is in your arsenal of incredible talent, Team Overboard, is Cole Venard. How did that partnership come into play?
You know, I went to Houston, Texas to do a stadium show, and I drug him along and because I needed a crew guy that weekend. And I've been kind of hounding him to see if I could get him to drive for us. And we were kind of playing around a little bit here and there. He went, did the stadium show with me, crewed for me the whole weekend. And it was kind of a joke because I'm like, man, I really want a backflip. And he's like, man, I'll guide you through it, whole nine yards. I go out, do a killer freestyle, I backflip. And man, I get done, I run up the stadium, give him a big hug. And I'm like, man, I'm so glad you were here to help me do my first backflip. I'm glad you had the knowledge. He goes, I've never done one in my life. I kind of wanted to kill him. But it was the spark between me and Cole has just been unreal. I mean, we're just like two best friends everywhere we go and what we do. So it's for Team Overboard, me and him together, it's kind of unreal. I mean, it's like traveling around with your best friend and just having a good time week in, week out.
Zach, your dad said eventually they started realizing how good you were and you started beating him. So let's talk about that. You know, you start filling in 2018 and eventually you take the reins and fill in at your home show in Indianapolis and you get a freestyle win. What was that moment like for you to win at home?
You know, that was pretty sweet, except for we drove all night from Springfield, Missouri the night before because we were there doing an independent show. So I didn't sleep at all that whole ride there. Big A might have took my bed. And I wasn't holding a grudge, but he definitely took my bed. So when we got there, we had to tire up outside the building, take my body off, go inside, put dad's body and tire on. Going in there, doing the show is sweet because I always want to do the hometown show, and actually coming out with a win and doing pretty good in there overall for the whole show was sweet.
I remember you came in Atlanta as well during the Stadium Championship Series and filled in, and you threw it down and won there as well. And I will never forget, I was up in the booth with Colt Stevens, and I literally said, where the H-E double hockey sticks did this kid come from? I mean, we knew your name, we knew of you, but I had never seen you run live, and you blew me away, man. So do you get your style from your dad and just kind of fill in elements of your own in there?
You know, honestly, I really don't know where the style or any of that came from. I've watched everybody drive growing up and just kind of took everything I liked and just kind of put it with my own twist and all that. And this is where we've ended up with it. And I think it's working out for me.
So when Wildside came to be, was that always something that, you know, you said, okay, it's my turn, I'm going to take this sucker and make it my own? Or did it just kind of happen naturally for you?
You know, it just kind of happened naturally for me because dad debuted and did all that with it. But when I started driving it, he told me I could change the name or whatever when we built the brand new truck. And I was like, well, I kind of got good at signing the Wildside name. So I just kept it so I didn't have to learn how to rewrite a name or anything.
Where did the box of donuts gimmick come from you? Because when we did the weekly update last season, that was one of my favorite highlights, was showing you eating a box of donuts while you're doing a donut. And you can see donut chunks flying out of the back of Wildside. So where did that come from?
You know, that came from John Zimmer because he's like, Andy Slifko used to go out and do it with a box of powdered donuts. And he's like, maybe we should try that because my truck's never really been the one to donut in the arenas because it's so wide and all that. And it just doesn't do a really good donut. So I was like, you know what? I'll try it. I ain't got nothing to lose. And well, we won my first ever donut competition within 3 years of running for Monster Jam. So that was pretty sweet.
What is your relationship like now with John Zimmer Jr. and Zimmer Sr.? When I had them on this show, John Zimmer Sr. said you're basically like his second son now. So is that the same relationship you have with them as well?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's like the road dad when we go out on the road. Then I come home to my real dad. But when we're on the road, him and little John, they're like family. It's like my little brother, or technically big brother because he's older than me. And then road dad, it's just sweet. We basically go out and do whatever. Went to Busch Gardens, rode a lot of roller coasters together, so that was definitely a good time.
Yeah, he said it's tough sometimes to draw the line between being crew chief and boss and then dad. So it's nice to see that he let you guys still go out and have some fun with that. Jamie, I know as an independent owner, sponsorship is huge for you to keep your parts in. I know you've had some big ones. You had Steps Towing. You've rocked a few of those bodies. Now you've brought in Pit Viper. What does it mean to you to have the support of these sponsorships to help keep your team afloat and keep you competing?
You know, a lot of times without them, you can't do it. You know, Lucas Oil helped us for years And without their support, Protect the Harvest, Betty at Protect the Harvest does so much for us still to this day. And, you know, Steps Towing, anytime we need anything, North Star Ranch out of Michigan, he does a lot to help us. We got, you know, two different engine builders now that are getting some donated parts, you know, helping us out. Anything that any sponsor is willing to do on our side of it, you know, truly helps amazingly because it saves us a lot of money coming out of our own pocket.
Yeah, Lucas Oil has been pretty good for us. We got, you know, we got their name back there. So,
yeah, big time.
I see that value there. Let's talk about your journey into El Toro Loco Nation. You've been, you know, driving overboard for years on Stadium Championship Series. And you and I had a chance to catch up in Tampa a little bit. You talked about your initial feelings joining this El Toro Loco truck in this nation. So tell our viewers a little bit about how you felt when you were told that you were going to start rocking that orange and yellow.
You know, originally we talked at World Finals just about changing bodies. I talked to Dustin Brown. He's like, you know, we want to put you in something different, you know, one of the Feld bodies. And I'm like, you know, I'd be game for it. You know, there's particularly one I would not want just due to a relationship with me and Cole. And he's like, yeah, we could kind of work through that. And, you know, no big deal. So we get closer to first quarter and he's like, hey, I'm going to send you the body. We'll get it shipped to you and get it put in your truck and make sure everything fits and everything fits you. And lo and behold, we open up the box and there's El Toro Loco, kind of the one that Cole said, if you end up in, I'm going to run it over. So it was kind of a good fun joke, you know, more than anything. But once we got it and, you know, I was so torn, my own identity, I've had it for 9 years. Going into something different, I wasn't sure what to expect. You know, we went to Oakland, California, and getting set up for pit party. And I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm going to think about this. I don't know. As soon as pit party opened, it was the right decision. You know, the fans were so electrifying that they pumped us up to no end. It was a rainy mud show, but the fans all still came out and pushed us. You know, they couldn't wait to see El Toro. You know, are you going to snort? Are you going to do this? You know, the fans are so electrifying with that truck that, you know, once we left there, we went to Anaheim. That was another racing win for me in Anaheim. The fans just kept pushing, you know, man, that truck can do amazing things. And you start believing in yourself a little bit more. So it's been amazing for us so far this year.
Well, that red, yellow, and orange paint scheme looks good on you, man. You wear it well. Zach, are you ready to take a spin in El Toro Loco now that that's a part of the team? Or are you just going to stick with Wildside for the meantime?
You know, I think I'll just stick with Wildside for right now because I definitely don't think I can drive around and snort as much as he does because that gets a little carried away sometimes. He's out there for a while snorting.
It started as a joke originally. Anaheim, California, I got through doing donuts and I nosed right up to Tom Mintz and kind of snorted on him and blew the smoke on Mintz. And once I did that every single weekend, and I mean, it's every weekend at a pit party, who are you going to snort on? Who are you going to blow the smoke at? You know, the fans couldn't wait to figure out who was the next victim. And normally, you know, it's always Mintz, you know, I always go for Mintz, especially in freestyle. I hit Adam here and there every once in a while, but Tom, I've realized the more I can do with Tom, it winds him up. You know, yeah. You can watch Tom a little different freestyle after I go over and do it to him. He gets wound up a little bit. It's pretty entertaining for me.
I love to see that. It's your turn to grill the Garners next when we come back with more Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. We are the official Monster Jam podcast. I'm joined today by Team Overboard out of Fortville, Indiana, Jamie and Zach Garner. And it's time for your fan questions. You can get involved every week at Scott Jordan MJSX. Up first, it's at Guts Rules, and he asks very simply, are you ready for the king to be in your tent? I'm not sure what that means, but he was very adamant about that question.
Yes, we are. We cannot wait.
All right, so a lot of questions on there, actually three or four of them asked about the Avenger body that rocked the Overboard paint scheme in Indianapolis. Jamie and Zach, did you have any involvement in Jim bringing that to life in Indianapolis?
You know, we actually did it ourselves in our shop. We reached out to Jim and just said, hey, I can't do Indy this year. He couldn't do Detroit. We were kind of going to do a swap. I was in El Toro, so we couldn't technically swap, but we already kind of talked about it. So he went ahead and rocked out my 72 for me, and he just wanted something different, and it worked out amazing. The fans went electrifying over that. They thought it was crazy cool.
It was pretty cool, but I would have loved to have seen Jim in the red El Toro local fire suit. That would have been cool as well.
That would have been cool.
Hybrid Theory Moore wants to know, Zach, milk before cereal or cereal before milk? And think hard about this, because this is very important.
See, I'm a cereal before milk kind of guy, because if not, it just kind of gets soggy faster, I thought, or you don't get as much cereal.
Agreed. I'm Jamie, how about you? Cereal or milk first?
Cereal first, definitely.
All right, so Meme Flap Flap 03 wants to know if we're ever going to get any Team Gardner die-cast trucks.
Spinmaster is in the process right now. We've got White Pearl already out, which is very hard to find. They are in the process of doing Overboard, and I think after Overboard's done, they start on Wildside.
All right, let's go here. Zach, this is for you. If you could drive any other truck besides Wildside, what would it be? And this comes from Monster Jam CID.
Ooh, honestly, I'd probably have to go back to the old Penda days and have to drive the old Wildfoot truck.
You just made a lot of our viewers very happy for that reference. And last question, and this is for both of you. This comes from Drummer Matt's. Jamie, what was your influence for driving as far as any other drivers out there? And Zach, what influence has your dad's style had on your racing style as well?
You know, influence for me probably had to be Jim Kohler. You know, Kohler walked me through pretty much how to start, how to get in the business. Kohler put his neck out a lot for me to get into different venues and different places. So I would have to say I owe probably most of mine to Jim Kohler.
And Zach, what about you?
I kind of like took his style and all his influence on me and basically just kind of went with my own. I kind of ventured off that path and just kind of went away from it. But, you know, his influence did help a lot because it got me started. And he actually, like, the first few shows, he didn't drive because he wanted to watch and help me make sure I did good. So that was pretty sweet.
All right, guys, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate all you hanging out with us here tonight. And make sure you join us right here next time for more Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil.